A Yale-bound student sits across from her counselor, eyes hollow despite her flawless transcript. High school is nonstop studying, test-taking, filling out applications, and worrying, she confesses. I never could come up for air. Her story isn't unique. Across America, children who should be thriving, intelligent, loved, well-educated, are instead stressed, lonely, and burned out. Middle schoolers describe themselves as perpetually anxious, hiding their struggles from parents who don't understand what it's like to be a kid. Schools post crisis hotline numbers in bathrooms. College counselors describe students as empty and soulless. Something has gone profoundly wrong. We've confused academic achievement with actual success, trading character for credentials. But research spanning four decades reveals a surprising truth. The real predictors of thriving aren't SAT scores or piano recitals. Emmy Werner spent 40 years tracking 698 Hawaiian infants, many facing severe adversity, poverty, parental alcoholism, family dysfunction. Yet one-third grew into competent, confident, and caring adults who thrived despite their circumstances. What separated them from peers who struggled? Not genetics or IQ, but specific learned traits that served as protective factors. These resilient children shared two key factors: strong bonds with at least one supportive adult, and seven essential character strengths: self-confidence, empathy, self-control, integrity, curiosity, perseverance, and optimism. These strengths boost mental toughness, social competence, and emotional agility while reducing anxiety. Meanwhile, our achievement-obsessed culture produces the opposite effect. Academically gifted youth in high-achieving schools are most likely to abuse substances. College dropout rates soar, with one-third of freshmen leaving after their first year. At the American Community School in Beirut, children from 60 nationalities build confidence by discovering their unique strengths, rather than collecting participation trophies. Teachers describe progress in terms of personal growth, helping each child understand who I am rather than how I compare. Genuine self-confidence, that quiet understanding of one's unique qualities, is the foundation for all other character strengths. Jim Abbott, born without a right hand, became a Major League Baseball pitcher who threw a no-hitter because his parents refused to let his disability define him. They asked, "So what are you going to do about it?" whenever he felt defeated, teaching him that his different way of navigating the world could be equally efficient. The key is creating environments where children can explore interests, take healthy risks, and develop identity beyond external achievements. Empathy among young Americans has plummeted 40% in 30 years, while narcissism surged 58%, correlating with rising anxiety, depression, and loneliness. Empathy affects children's future health, happiness, relationships, and resilience, while reducing stress, boosting creativity, preventing bullying, and predicting academic success. Technology amplifies the crisis. 95% of teens own digital devices and prefer texting over face-to-face interaction, with happiness declining after 2 hours of daily screen time. The hopeful truth? Only 10% of empathetic ability comes from genes. Like a muscle, empathy strengthens with use. Teaching it requires three abilities: emotional literacy, recognizing emotions, perspective taking, and empathic concern, putting empathy into action. Parents build these skills by labeling emotions, asking about feelings, and creating face-to-face connections through phone-free family meals. Children who help others become more helpful, especially when adults highlight their impact. Creating opportunities for genuine connection and service transforms abstract empathy into lived compassion. Walter Mischel's marshmallow test revealed that self-control predicts academic success better than IQ. Yet we're doing everything backward, focusing on academics while self-control plummets. Digital interruptions decrease a child's IQ by 10 points. Academic pressure starts too early. Sleep deprivation impacts self-regulation. And declining free play deprives children of crucial opportunities to develop self-control. Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian, wasn't born with discipline. Diagnosed with ADHD at 9, he constantly bounced off walls. Swimming became his salvation. In the water, I felt, for the first time, in control. His mother helped him develop self-regulation strategies, including a hand signal from the stands when he needed to compose himself. Parents should reduce attention robbers like caffeinated drinks and overscheduling, then teach the ACT approach. Assess stress, calm down with breathing, and talk positively to yourself. Meanwhile, integrity faces crisis. Over half of teens admit to cheating, and 80% lie to parents about important matters. Yet 92% feel quite pleased with their ethical standards. Students report, "Integrity is the school's word of the month, but it's just on a poster. Nobody shows you how to do integrity." Research supports authoritative parenting. Warmth combined with reasonable demands, consistent rules, and open discussion. Parents can shape moral identity using the four R's. Respond calmly, review why behavior is wrong, reflect on effects, and right the wrong through restitution. Creative genius levels plummet from 98% in preschoolers to just 2% by adulthood. Yale professor William Dereswitz calls today's students excellent sheep with little intellectual curiosity and a stunted sense of purpose. Three factors kill curiosity: over-reliance on external rewards, parental micromanagement, and lack of unstructured time. Albert Einstein's parents modeled the perfect approach. Despite early developmental concerns, they nurtured his natural curiosity through exploration, music, construction projects, and science books. Einstein later acknowledged, "I have no special talents. I am only passionately curious." Curiosity develops through child-driven, unmanaged, risky, intrinsic, open-ended activities with time for solitude and daydreaming. Creating space for wonder transforms passive learners into active discoverers who pursue knowledge for its own sake. Angela Duckworth's research with West Point cadets and Ivy League students revealed that grit, not intelligence, determines success. Yet three obstacles prevent children from developing perseverance. Overscheduling eliminates time for deliberate practice. We set wrong expectations, causing anxiety or boredom. And we rescue children from failure. In affluent environments especially, parents shield children from setbacks, but research shows those who experience adversity develop greater resilience. Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck discovered that growth mindset individuals believe abilities improve through effort, while fixed mindset individuals see qualities as unchangeable. Parents should add "yet" when children say "I can't" and praise effort rather than intelligence. Michael Jordan, once considered least likely to succeed among his siblings, became basketball's greatest player through extraordinary perseverance. His family instilled commitment while teaching self-sufficiency and viewing failure as opportunity. The lesson: struggle isn't something to avoid, but to embrace as the pathway to genuine mastery. One-third of children aged 6 to 11 fear Earth won't exist when they grow up. This pervasive pessimism threatens their ability to thrive. Psychiatrist Aaron Beck showed that our thoughts determine our feelings and behaviors. By changing negative thoughts, we can alter emotions and actions. Optimism can be taught through three abilities: optimistic thinking, assertive communication, and hope. Parents can help children catch pessimistic thoughts, identifying never, always, all the time, challenge inaccurate views, and change unrealistic thoughts using positive word substitutions like "yet," "closer," "next time." Ruby Bridges exemplified optimism's power at age 6, becoming the first African-American child to integrate an elementary school in the South. Despite hostile crowds and threats, she maintained hope through prayer and caring adults who showed her a better side of life. Her resilience came from spirituality, supportive relationships, and unwavering belief in improvement. The path forward? Shift from raising children who merely strive to raising those who truly thrive, equipped with confidence, compassion, and resilience.